Philip Semper PFDs are good. Today's date is 05/10/2025. The patient is for Jeffrey Thompson. Thompson spells THOMPSON. Jeffrey spells JEFFREY. Date of birth is 10/20/1958. Six-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Mr. Thompson has a history of hypercholesterolemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, cerebrovascular accident with residual right-sided weakness. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? He states since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has been experiencing some muscle aches and cramping, period. He said whenever he stops the statin, the symptoms improve, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no mental signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm, no mormons, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 2, muscle aches. I think this, in open parentheses, is statin-induced. Next medication, next assessment, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, cerebrovascular accident with residual right-sided weakness, period. Next paragraph. Today, we did the following. Labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, PSA, TSH, T3, T4, T3, A1C, vitamin D, and testosterone. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Fenofibrate, 145 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. This will replace his atorvastatin as this may be responsible for his muscle aches and pains, period. Next medication, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, omeprazole, 20 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 90 days. Number 90, he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.